Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, this is Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. First question comes from Carol. What is the best dark neutral for someone with light skin and black or almost black hair? Well, that really depends on your actual version of black. But if you have basically black hair, then black is your best dark neutral on the whole, because it relates to your hair color. It's the same value. So your best dark neutral is always at the same value as your hair color on the whole, because that's your ideal value. And in fact, if you have really black or very dark hair, you'll find that light neutrals just don't work terribly well for you. They'll often look a bit bland on you. You need to put something back with them. You need to put dark colours with anything light, so whether it's a light neutral or light colour, to make it work for you. So really, if you have black brown hair or black hair, now undertone is important here as well, of course, depending on you have a warm or a cool undertone, but if you have basically black hair, so you've got a really, really deep colouring, then black is good. You might find, though, if you've got a little bit more greyed out, then a deep charcoal can be really great if you're starting to go grey. Or sometimes a really deep navy, a French navy can be good, or a really deep brown. These are all options depending on your actual colouring. But really, when we're thinking about a dark neutral, go with something that really matches up with your hair colour. Simple. Okay, next question. That was a quick and easy one, wasn't it? Sandra said, having a low medium colour contrast and a low value contrast, so neutral hair and skin but blue eyes, I wonder how I can wear bright colours such as orange and red, which are supposed to be my best colours. Well, they're some of your best colours. I usually wear navy, but even with the bright accent, it seems wrong. Well, it could be that your navy is too bright. I don't know why the navy and the colour is wrong, because if you've got the blue eyes, the navy should work really well, and bringing in a bright middle medium colour should work well as well if that relates to your colouring. So your red or whatever should work well. I'm thinking if you're saying bringing in orange, then you probably have warm colouring, and it could be that the navy is too cool. And that could be where the issue lies. The other way to do it is to make sure that your neutral is more off the colour wheel neutral, so thinking more about a brown instead of a navy. So a navy is a blue, and a orange is opposite, it's complementary, so it creates a higher colour contrast. So you could think about, instead of going for a navy as your neutral, to go with a brown. And then if you've got orange and brown, they're actually kind of related to each other, so it doesn't seem as higher colour contrast. It's a lower colour contrast, rather being the higher colour contrast with your navy. But it could also be that your navy is a cool navy, and if you are warm, then it's the wrong navy. Because if you've got blue eyes, both the orange and the red will also bring out your eye colour. They are kind of intensifiers, so they should work really well. So unless you are choosing the wrong red or an orange or the wrong version of a blue, I suspect that it could be somewhere in there. I'm not sure why you are finding you are having the problems, but hopefully that gives you something to kind of think about as far as choosing your colours. So really, even if you just have a low medium colour contrast, well, that'll be partly why. If you have a low medium, colour contrast, and a low value contrast. So a low value contrast. This is a problem. Navy is too dark. That is why. I've missed that when I read that. So the navy is too dark for you. So if you have a low colour contrast, unless you've got very dark skin, Sandra, which you could have, and this could be where it is too. So if you have light hair, but you're wearing a navy, there's too much value contrast with that colour contrast. If you have a dark skin and dark hair, so the navy could be right, but maybe the value contrast is too high for you when you add the red or the orange in, because what you're doing is you're creating a higher a colour contrast, which can actually act. So a high colour contrast, like so red and black, like a bright colour with a dark colour, actually starts to act like a high value contrast. We notice that difference. And so I'm wondering if what you're doing there is creating what appears to be too high a value contrast when you're adding that colour in. So I would be looking at, what is your ideal value? So how dark is your hair? Make your neutral in the same depth of that, and then add your red or your orange, because I think this is where you could be going wrong or why it's not looking as good as you had hoped it would look. So it really depends, because if you have a low value contrast, that's telling me either that your skin and your hair are similar in value on the whole. And so that means maybe the navy is too dark. Maybe you need to go for a lighter neutral with your red or your orange, rather than a dark neutral like navy. I think that could be onto something. Or you've got dark skin and hair, and the bright with the dark is creating what appears to be a higher value contrast. So it's getting those two aspects to kind of play nicely with each other. Hope that helps. What are cool colours with light brown hair with reddish in it? What do you mean by that, Judy? So what are cool colours with light brown hair with reddish in it? We can have... I'm not quite sure what you mean by that. Because there are many cool colours. So there's red in cool colours. It's just no orange in cool colours. That's all. So red but not orange would be cool, versus orange is warm. But you can have warm reds and you can have cool reds. We can have our raspberry reds are our cool reds, versus our tomato reds are our warmer sorts of reds. Or our burnt reds, so they're kind of real orangey reds, versus our cooler pinky reds, which are different. So there we go. Hopefully that helps. Last question. Magella, I'd love to hear your tips for dressing while pregnant and breastfeeding. I used to wear structured, fitted clothes, but now that my size is fluctuating, I'm finding it hard to feel like myself in clothes that need to be practical and functional for this stage of my life. Now, this can be a really tricky time of your life. If your natural personality is more dramatic or more classic, where you really enjoy more structured, more dressed up outfits, and you've had a baby, and really practicality is the biggest key here. You know, you're going to get vomited on. If you're breastfeeding, you've got to be able to get, you know, in and out of the clothes. You can really, because the clothes for breastfeeding women tend to be massively relaxed and casual. And if this is not your personality, you can really feel uncomfortable and you can feel really sloppy, and as in Australia would say, daggy as well, and frumpy in these sort of relaxed casual clothes. And it can be really hard. And I think one of the things to remember is this period of your life doesn't go on forever. So if you do have to wear more relaxed clothes than you really enjoy, it's not forever. You can get back. I remember, I think it was around the age of one where I started getting back into kind of my more slightly dressed up. But you could look at kind of something like a pant that is more dressy. So you might have a pair of pants. These days, what's great is you can often get some kind of what almost looks like dressy tailored pants, but they've got a lot of stretch in them, or I've got some with a bit of an elastic around the waist. So they're not constrictive in the way that completely woven dress pants are, but they've got their look. They've got a little houndstooth. Check on them. So they've got the look of something more dressy than their feel, their comfort level is. Of course, too, with jeans and things, you can also get lots of stretch in those these days. As far as tops go, this is where you could think about, well, what kind of tops? And it might be that you like, say, a blouse rather than a t-shirt. And it might need to be in like, a synthetic fiber, like a polyester or something. That's very easy wash and wear. But you might go, this is not going to last forever. And if I have to throw it out because it's falling to pieces after a year, that's okay. But if it makes me feel more dressed up than just wearing some t-shirty sort of thing, maybe that's something to look for. It really can be hard, because I know that this is a period of life where, you know, you do end up covered in baby vomit, and clothes do have to be practical. And I just remember, I think I wore white t-shirts almost every day because I felt like the baby vomit was less obvious. And I just chucked them in the wash. But yeah, it really can be uncomfortable. So thinking about what are the fabrics made of? Are they easy wash and wear? Absolutely nothing that needs dry cleaning. Are they easy to get on or off? Is it easy to breastfeed when you've got it on, or do you have to kind of completely get undressed, which is really uncomfortable and not going to work for you? And there are breastfeeding brands of clothes that actually make themselves for breastfeeding, where it's very easy. They've kind of got easy access. So it could be worthwhile looking at some of those brands of clothes. So look up breastfeeding clothes that could be there to help you. Then think about if you are more naturally, say, dramatic or something where you like the more structured look, very hard to get that in the clothes, but maybe it's looking for maybe a bolder pattern or something that gives you that feeling of drama in your outfit that's going to make you feel happy. There needs to be other elements of your design, of your clothes that make you feel good. And this is one of those times in life, the little grabby hands, accessories really don't work, do they? I mean, I don't think we're, you know, a necklace for probably 2 years and no earrings because I did not want them ripped out of my ears. You know, like, or just the tiniest studs, all that sort of stuff too. So what often happens is all the ways that we dress, the embellishment, the accessories, all that sort of stuff goes when you have a small baby. So it could be thinking about, well, do I look for some clothes that have built-in embellishment on them so I don't need to add embellishment? Can I look for clothes that have a look of structure but still have the comfort? Because especially when you've got a new baby, your waist size is changing. You're still, you know, you'll be losing weight for quite some time. All that sort of stuff will happen. And I remember, I just think I went to Target or somewhere like that and got some new pants in a size that fit me. And then in a couple of months later, I went back to Target and I got another pair of pants as I, you know, I went down in size. So kind of expect to be replacing things more quickly as well when you're in this phase of your life. Because I know it can be a tricky phase, and particularly tricky as a mother, that you can end up otherwise just wearing activewear on the time, which by the sound of it, with structured clothes, is not what you're after, Magella. So hopefully those tips help. Do have a look at kind of breastfeeding clothes, because that can be helpful. And of course, yeah, look for those stretchy fabrics. Sometimes it's like the what looks like dress pants that feel like yoga pants. Even just do searches for that on Google and you're likely to find things, because I know I see them advertised all the time. And I know people have got them, and I've got some of those things myself. So it would be looking for the kind of dress pant that's very stretchy and comfortable, and then expect to probably have a couple of pairs as you're losing that baby weight. There we go. So please do send me any more, any of your style or color questions, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com. Let me know what it is that you would like to know. And of course, head over to the blog. There's lots of information there. You can search on anything. There's a search bar in the top of the page, in the blue menu bar, you'll find the search function, and you can search on all sorts of things to hopefully find a little bit more information about what you are finding tricky as far as your colour and style goes. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.